The ladies at this mahjong table and Leslie Lee are similar to many longtime Republicans in the Vietnamese community. They can be described as reluctant Trump supporters. Lee says he has low expectations of Trump.
I vote for him not because I admire him, not because I accept him as the very capable candidate for presidency, but I don't like Hillary Clinton.
Other Vietnamese Republicans have higher hopes of Trump's future advisors.
Nhưng mà anh sẽ bầu cho ông Trump, thì tôi nói rằng là trong hai cái mà mình không biết chọn cái nào thì em cũng chọn ông Trump.
Many Vietnamese Americans who came to the U.S. as refugees after the fall of Saigon in 1975 started voting Republican when they became citizens because they believe the party will fight communism. Faith is another reason some Vietnamese vote Republican. Long Pham is Catholic.
I maintain Republican because I don't believe in the abortion.
Unlike some of the reluctant Trump supporters, Mike Nguyen believes in Trump's proposed agenda, including the selection of a conservative Supreme Court justice who Nguyen hopes will change certain social issues.
For example, the family, Mary. By a long time ago, you know, the definition is a marriage between men and women. You know, I am not discriminate against the gay people, but they have another form like a union.
Nguyen also expects the U.S. economy to improve under Trump's leadership.
Like any voter, I expect a lot. I would like to get some jobs back here for the American people.
On Trump's foreign policy, Lee says he likes Trump's tough stance on China, which could benefit Vietnam.
So I like the idea that Donald Trump see China is an enemy, try to draw Vietnam back to the position as a United States ally. And I would like to see Donald Trump continue that policy. And that is the only way that you can stop Chinese ambition.
No matter what he promised in the campaign, many Vietnamese Americans know there are limitations to what Trump can do, and he may have to compromise.
We have the Congress, we have Supreme Court, so it's not like a third world country where you have a new king and the king changes the whole thing. I would give him at least, you know, 1 or 2 years. 100 days would be a little bit too quick.
They will give it time to see if the new president lives up to their expectations. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Orange County, California.
Shuffle this?
Yes.